This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Joining me in the studio is Cincinnati author Leah Stewart. Her new book is called The New Neighbor. You remember her last book, The History of Us, that was set here in Cincinnati. The New Neighbor, not set in Cincinnati, but still a book that will sweep you into one heck of a story. Leah Stewart, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very different. I know the last time we talked, when we were talking about The History of Us, you were working on this book and said it will not be set in Cincinnati.
Right.
And I can imagine there were some readers who were a little bit disappointed about that. But what has been the reaction for this new book that's set in Tennessee?
Well, I had some Tennessee readers who were very interested. It's funny how that works. So I did an event in Nashville and had good turnout for that. And I've had interest from people who are from Suwanee or went to Suwanee, because it's a very particular experience to go there. And it feels very separate from the rest of the world. So I think it's possibly a little surprising to someone who knows it. Who knows the place, Suwanee, which is up on a mountain, tiny little village with a university, to see it represented somewhere. It's not, Cincinnati doesn't get a lot of coverage in the arts, right? So it's not unlike that.
Not at all, but this was very different. I found it intriguing that you moved from a real city setting in the history of us to this more rural. Now, as you're conjuring up these stories, I mean, is it place or persons or plots that sometimes are the fruit of your creation?
I think a lot of times now they come together. I'd say I used to start with character and figure out the rest from there. But now I think they come together, perhaps because I understand once you get into the novel, you have to figure out how they are all connected. So maybe my brain helpfully does some of that work for me beforehand now. I think I choose places that have the atmosphere that feels right for the story and the people. And having lived so many places, I have a good list to choose from, so I'm able to move around from book to book.
Well, this focuses on two women, one up in years, the other younger.
Yes.
How they meet, the relationship between the two. And I was just struck and so swept into the story, because really you live in the minds of these characters. And I can imagine as a writer, you must have face some challenges in swinging between the generations here, because you look at it from the perspective of Margaret, that's, you know, the elderly woman, mm-hmm. and looking at her memories and her way of looking at life and the world around her, and then Jennifer, who has an entirely different one. How do you as a writer bounce between those two voices in your head?
It was actually challenging to switch between them. Like I would get a little bit stuck when I was making those transitions. But I think it was challenging partly because I do try to fully enter their minds, and then I guess it's maybe like being a method actor or something. I sort of have to come out of that character and then go into the other one. Margaret, who's 90, was actually much easier for me to write than Jennifer, who's closer to my age, because Margaret says what she thinks, which is a fun character to write. And I've spent a lot of time with sharp-tongued elderly women, so it came pretty easily. Jennifer is a guarded person, and I am not. So I actually found that more challenging to walk the line between what she would tell people and what she wouldn't was hard for me.
As I began to read the story, I loved getting inside the minds of these characters, but I wasn't sure in the beginning, as I was reading through Margaret's eyes, her perceptions of this young woman who's moved in the house across the pond. I was intrigued where the story was going, and it almost turns into a mystery. I mean, as you were putting together The New Neighbor, I mean, did you think it was going to be a mystery? Were you looking at, you know, comparing the generations, you know, stories, the mind? I mean, what was it, Leah? Because it's, wow, I mean, pretty fun.
I knew that it would be driven by mystery, that it would be the kind of book that builds toward a revelation from someone's past. I wasn't thinking of mystery with a capital M, which I tend to to associate, I think, as most people do, with the detective novel. So I knew I wasn't writing that. But obviously, Margaret reads those copiously and imagines herself a detective. And so I had fun playing around with her idea of what she would do acting as a detective. But really, I'd say the model would be someone like Margaret Atwood, who often does build her books toward the revelation of a secret of some kind, and where the mystery, the reveal of the mystery has more psychological import and impact than, and now the murderer goes to jail kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Leah Stewart. Her new book is The New Neighbor, a novel. You can learn more about it at our website. Leah will be at Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival, coming up on Saturday, October 17th. One of dozens and dozens of authors who will be there. Details about Books by the Banks at our website as well. And you know, I grinned when you said Margaret considers herself a detective, because she does, as she learns more about Jennifer. And I loved a line, because Jennifer's learning as well from Margaret, and there was a line that really struck me about in the middle of the book, where Jennifer says, "I'm curious about her, about what happened to her, but I don't know if I really want to know."
Uh-huh.
And that seems as if it works for about any character here in The New Neighbor. Was that part of the approach you took? I mean, to tell you the truth, I agreed with Jennifer at that point in the book. I didn't know whether I wanted to know what secrets they were keeping.
Uh-huh. I think that Jennifer has developed a lot of defense mechanisms for self-protection. And one of them is that she doesn't necessarily want to confront someone else's deepest, darkest secrets and have to react emotionally to that and then have to think, reflect on her own situation. Whereas Margaret is driven by unbridled curiosity and doesn't have concerns like that. She definitely wants to know.
Well, it's interesting where Margaret starts to share part of her story with Jennifer. Jennifer, as you said, a very closed person who is hoping that people don't learn too much about her.
Right.
But Margaret had an experience as a nurse in World War II, and part of what Jennifer is learning is the horrors of war. This was something I learned after I finished the book and started reading the acknowledgments that you have a kind of personal stake in this Army nurse from World War II.
Yeah, my maternal grandmother was an Army nurse in World War II. She was in the European theater. She was in a field hospital, and she was on the shock team, which meant that she dealt with casualties right off the battlefield and that they were often fairly close to the front lines. And once I learned this, or once I realized it was interesting, I think, which happened in my teens or early 20s, I started interviewing her. And I always intended to turn it into something. I wrote a short story based on this in graduate school. And then after she died, we found her letters home from the war and the scrapbook that she had kept. So I had all this material, and I tried for years and years to write a historical novel. And I could just never quite make it work. It was much more episodic. It wasn't driven by big secrets or anything. And
right.
I put it aside for a long time. And then it occurred to me that I could write a contemporary novel and use that material as a character's backstory. So those pieces come, I've changed them since their earlier version, but they come from that manuscript that I could never quite make work.
Well, a lovely story there, and you know, just the horror of war that Margaret reveals is mm-hmm. something that's part of the shock of the book. But it's also, I have to say, as a parent, and I know you're a parent of two small children, some of the scenes with Jennifer and her son Milo are scary. I mean, I could imagine that you as a mother were sometimes, I would imagine, uncomfortable writing some of those scenes where you're worried about him disappearing,
oh,
worried about, you know,
oh, yeah.
the, yes, and,
yeah.
you know, you really capture that fear of Jennifer.
Yeah. She's trying so hard to give him a normal life, but she's frightened of any number of potential hazards. And so it's a hard line for her to walk, this desire to hide him away and protect him from the world, and a desire to let him go out into it and have a normal life. And I think she has reason for that hopefully most of us don't, but I do
right.
think that is an inevitable aspect of parenting, that push-pull.
Leah Stewart, author of The New Neighbor, a novel. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org. And so you captured, so, you know, knowing a little about you, Leah, and knowing that you're a mom, when I was reading these, I was like, you know, this, I understand where this is coming from. But that voice from Margaret, that I think you really capture that nonagenarian approach to life, the no nonsense, no BS, you know, it's like prickly, I think is what you do. It was your grandmother anything like that? Or
she was very smart and she was tough and she was a war veteran, and then she went on and got a doctorate in nursing, and she was vice president of a hospital in Nashville. She was in charge of the nurses, and she could be, you know, very warm and loving, but she could certainly be sharp-tongued. She did not suffer fools, and if you said something dumb, she had this, she could raise one eyebrow and look at you like you were the dumbest person alive. So yes, she had that quality, and there are certain things that Margaret says that I lifted directly from her. And then I also have a great aunt who's 92 now, I think, who is a retired English professor. She taught at UCLA for decades, and also a very tough and smart an occasionally sharp-tongued woman with whom I've spent a fair amount of time, and still very, very sharp and with it at 92, and still, you know, reads whatever is the book people are, you will say, like, did you read the Donna Tartt novel? And very up on politics and news and literature. And so, and also I stole some lines from her. Sometimes I'll be with her and she'd say something and I'd just secretly write it down in my notebook.
Well, and I noticed in your acknowledgments, you also say that you stole some lines from your kids.
Too. I did. I stole some lines from my son, who was, he's 8 now, but he was around Milo's 4. He was around that age when I started the book. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned there's some Tennessee readers who are enjoying it. How has the other reaction to The New Neighbor been?
Good so far. It's been interesting to watch it reviewed as a mystery because I wasn't expecting that. And that's gratifying that people have found it satisfying in that way.
Well, I wanted to ask about meeting readers. I mentioned you're going to be at Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival. What is it like to meet these readers face to face and have them ask, well, questions I may have asked you already, but some questions that I'm sure come out of left field?
You know, it's mostly really enjoyable because you don't get to talk to readers that often. Occasionally, I go and talk to a local book club. I'm actually going to one tonight, and that's fun. But most of the reaction that you see from readers is on the internet, and it's anonymous and may or may not be very nice. So it's a pleasure to have people walk up and say they read your work and were affected by it in some way. I think the awkward thing about Books by the Banks is that you're sitting at a table with your books stacked around you, and sometimes people come and they pick up a book and they're reading the jacket and you don't know whether you should chat with that. Should I be trying to sell the book? I don't know. So that's the part I've had to, I now either just politely pretend I don't see them, or I just chat with them about whether they're having a nice day. But yeah. And sometimes people come and they look at the book and then they don't make eye contact and they slowly put the book down and walk away. So that part is awkward, but for the most part, it's a very enjoyable experience to be able to go and meet people.
I'm sure it's as awkward for them as it is for you sometimes.
I don't know.
Well, thank you for another great story, and thank you for being on the book club at 91.7.
Thank you.
Leah Stewart, her book is The New Neighbor, a novel. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org and also find a link there to Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival, coming up Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. This is the Book Club at 91.7.